Welcome to Compassion Cultivation Practice. This is step 3 in a 6-step meditation process aimed at cultivating and nurturing the compassionate heart and mind within us. In this step, you'll practice cultivating compassion for yourself. Remember that it's not necessary to always feel the emotions in the meditation. Just by staying with the practice, you're setting a strong intention to cultivate these qualities. See if you can be gentle with yourself, whether or not you feel compassion. First, sit comfortably and move the body in any way that's needed to release any residual tension. When you're ready, take a series of 3 deep cleansing breaths, inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. As you exhale, see if you might release the worries and tensions of the day. Now, relaxing control over your breath, allow it to settle into its own natural pace. If you like, begin to mentally count the breaths as you've done before, in order to focus attention and stabilize the mind. Bring your attention into the present moment by focusing on the natural, rhythmic movement of your breath, collecting your attention on the sensations at the belly or the tip of the nostrils. Allow the mind to ride these sensations as a boat rides the waves of the sea. For now, and for the duration of this guided meditation, whenever the mind wanders, see how gently and patiently you can bring it back to wherever we are. No need to fight with thoughts. Instead, you're invited to settle into the only reality there is now, the present moment. With a relaxed but focused mind, Picture someone for whom you feel a great amount of love. Notice any feelings of tenderness and warmth this might arouse in your heart, and how this makes you feel. Now think of a time when this person was experiencing difficulty, illness, injury, loss, shame. Do you feel a sense of concern based on feelings of tenderness toward your loved one? Notice how this feels. Notice how you might feel for his or her pain and have an urge to reach out and help. And from these feelings of tenderness and concern, offer these phrases to your loved one. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from fear. May you find peace and joy. As best you can, feel with all your heart the wish that your loved one know this happiness and freedom from suffering, rejoicing in the possibility of his or her happiness. Now bring your attention back to your breath and to your heart center. Imagine inhaling and exhaling right from the center of your chest. And bring to mind an image of yourself as a small child, utterly lovable, innocent, and so wanting to be good, to please, and do well, deserving to be cared for and nurtured. Do you feel instinctively protective toward this child? If this child were suffering, frightened, or sad, rather than negative judgment, criticism, and reprimand, would you offer this child tenderness and a natural sense of caring? And allow any feelings of tenderness and caring for this childhood you to permeate your heart. And if you can, acknowledge that this goodness and innocence is still within you, that whatever your age now, you're still deserving of love and care, as you bring to mind a time when you experienced difficulty or suffered. Perhaps you were physically ill or experienced a conflict with someone you care about, or didn't succeed at something you really wanted, felt put down by someone. Choose a specific memory and allow yourself to fill in the details that bring back those feelings. Being careful not to overwhelm yourself, and choose a memory that feels manageable to you. How do you feel about yourself when you think of such an experience? How does your heart feel? Do you feel self-pity or small? Do self-critical judgments arise in your mind? Perhaps making you believe or feel at some level that you're no good, that you deserved what you experienced, or that there's something wrong with you. What are your normal habitual responses to this scenario? How might you ordinarily talk to yourself? Can you instead bring the natural urge to protect and care that you offered yourself as a child? Are there more helpful ways of relating to yourself, especially in the face of suffering or difficulties? Just like when confronted with the suffering of a loved one, you responded with concern, tenderness, and the urge to help. Might you offer this to yourself? What is it that helps you to respond to your own suffering, failures, disappointments, and pain with a sense of non-judgmental concern, tenderness, and the urge to do something about it? Imagine how it would feel to relate to your suffering with more acceptance instead of self-pity or self-blame. How would it feel to relate to yourself with tenderness and a sense of caring instead of self-criticism and negative judgment? How would it feel to relate to yourself with more tenderness, warmth, and true acceptance, and with the thought, yes, I am okay. I'm capable of handling this difficulty and completely deserving of care and compassion. And now, with feelings of tenderness, warmth, and caring toward yourself, offer yourself these phrases, these wishes. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from fear and anxiety. May I experience peace and joy. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from fear and anxiety. May I experience peace and joy. And now cultivate or visualize a compassionate image that represents a source of wisdom, strength, love, and caring for you. This could be the image of a wise person whom you deeply admire and respect, or it could be a symbolic image, such as a light at your heart. It could be the image of an expansive and deep blue ocean, or a firmly rooted tree with magnificent thick foliage. See what comes to mind as you cultivate a representation of wisdom, strength, love, and caring for you. In the presence of this compassionate image, you can be completely yourself. Nothing more, nothing less. There's no need for pretension. You don't have to try to be someone other than yourself. There's no judgment, no critical voice of reprimand. Instead, simple acceptance with warmth and tenderness. It's as if your deepest and best self is seen effortlessly. Rest in this feeling of receiving unconditional acceptance. What does this feel like? And now, retaining this compassionate image, as you return your attention to the breath, as you breathe in, imagine warm light or a gentle breeze emerging from your compassionate image and touching all parts of your body. As this light or breeze touches you, imagine that it soothes you, eases your suffering, and offers you strength and wisdom. And with this image in mind and this feeling in your heart and body, repeating again for yourself, may I be free from suffering. May I be free from fear and anxiety. May I experience peace and joy. Allow these aspirations to fill your heart and rest your mind simply in the feelings that these aspirations evoke within you. As this session draws to a close, allow your heart to be touched by this feeling of warmth, tenderness, and caring for your own needs. Remember that you are no more, no less deserving of care and compassion than anyone else, and that by beginning with yourself, you will be better able to care for others.